This Chazara's definition of Bechachet Shlag Rabbi Yehuda Masechet is Get and Daf Pei Aleph. Zakh the Mishnah, if a man wrote a get to divorce his wife and then change his mind and didn't follow through with the divorce, Beisham may say she's possible to marry. Claim, but he'll say, even if a get was actually given to the woman, it was given with a certain condition, and the condition was never fulfilled, she may still marry a claim. Zakh the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Nasha of Deville, asked Shmuel, how should we pass on in the following case? A rumor has emerged about a certain claim that he wrote a get for his wife, and yet she continues to live with him. Should we separate them? He answered, she must leave him, but the matter needs investigation. What does it mean that the matter needs further investigation? It can't be that it means we have to see if we can be even battle the rumor, because in Ardo, which was where Shmuel was from, they would never try to be about the rumor. Rather, we must investigate whether when people say a get was written, they mean that a get was actually given or not. Even if they refer to giving as writing, they also refer to writing as writing, so there's no reason to believe that the kohen gave a get to his wife. Gemara said, that's true. However, if they refer to writing as giving as well, we have to be concerned that he is rumored to have given a get to his wife, and she will have to leave him. Rav Ashi has said that we don't concern ourselves with rumors that put a woman's status into question when the rumor began after she was married. Mara said we would not make her leave her first husband. When the Mishnah says she must leave, it means that if she got married to a second husband who was the Kayan, she would have to leave him. Rav Ashi, by doing so, you're causing people to question the validity of the children of the first husband. Mara says, since we only make her leave the second husband and not the first, people will say that the first husband must have divorced her right before he died, and it will not lead people to question the validity of her children. Said, look at the difference between the early generations and the later ones. The early generations refer to Beis Shammai, who said that a kohen may not marry a woman whose first husband just wrote a get for her without actually giving it to her. The later generations refer to Reb Doisa, who in a braisa says that a woman who was captured by a kohen may still eat truma, and we don't assume that she was raped. Rabbi Rachanan and Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Lohi said, look at the difference between the early generations and the later ones. The early generations would bring all their tevel into the house through the front door so that it should become chayiv and maisa deraisa, whereas the later generations would bring it through a roof or from the back door so that it should be potter deraisa. Zok the Mishnah, if a man divorces his wife and then spends the night with her in a hotel, Beis Shammai says she does not need a second get. Beis Hillel says she does need a second get. Beis Hillel only requires looking for a second get when she's getting divorced from an Nisuin. However, if they're getting divorced from Erisin, we would not say that she needs another get because they don't feel comfortable enough with each other, and we therefore don't have to assume that they had Bia. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Chanan, name of Yechon, says Machloik is only where they were seen to have had Bia. In that case, Beis Shammai say that a person would have Bia for purposes of Zanus, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that a new Kedushin was made. Beis Hillel say that a person would not do so, and therefore we have to assume that the bia was done to form a new kedushin. However, if they were not seen to have had the bia, well, everyone agrees that a second get would not be needed. In fact, the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel agreed that a second get would not be needed if the divorce was from Erisa. Now, if the case is where they were seen to have bia, why would a new get not be needed just because they were only in Erisa? And for the one, the Mishnah is discussing where they were not seen to have had bia. Rabbi Yechonin's statement was made according to Rav Shimon Elazar, who says in a braisa exactly as Rabbi Yechonin said. In fact, if the Mishnah is discussing where they were not seen to have had bia, what's the basis of the machloik? Yes, Mara says the case is that there are witnesses to the seclusion, but not witnesses to the actual bia. So Beis Hillel say that we say the witnesses to the seclusion are considered witnesses to the bia as well. Beis Shammai say that they are not. Beis Hillel also hold that if the divorce is from Erisin, since they are not comfortable with each other, in that case, we will not say that witnesses to the seclusion are considered to be witnesses to the bia as well. In fact, we've learned that Rabbi Yechonin always follows an anonymous Mishnah. So how can we say that he argues with our Mishnah? Rabbi Rechana said, Rabbi Rechana, who said this version of Rabbi Yechonin, will disagree with the Amayu, who says Rabbi Yechonin always follows the anonymous Mishnah. Zok the next Mishnah. First of all, the Rabban instituted a get called a get mekusher, which is a get written by a kohen when he wants to divorce his wife. The get has to be folded after each line or so, and the fold would need to be signed by a witness. This was done for each fold, and there must be a minimum of 3 folds. So Zok the Mishnah, if a woman remarried based on a bald get, which is a get mekusher that was missing a signature on one of the folds, she must leave both husbands, and she's subject to the strict list of penalties mentioned a few Mishnahs back. Bananas says anyone may sign a bald get, so that's not possible. Even someone who's typically a possible to be a witness. Rabbi Akiva says the only type of possible witness who may sign is a relative who would be a valid witness if not for the fact that he was a relative. What is a bald get? It's any get in the kusher that has more folds than signatures. Why is a bald get possible? The Gemara says it's exer for the possibility that the husband had told all the people present to sign on the get, and one did not do so. Mishnah said, get kireach hakol mashlim in alav. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that other types of invalid witnesses may not sign? It can't be based on a concern that people will think that they're valid witnesses because he lets relatives sign on and he doesn't have the concern over there. It can't be that he doesn't allow a slave to sign based on a concern that it may lead people to believe that he's genealogically pure, because why would he also allow a ganav to sign? Mar says he doesn't let a slave sign because it may lead people to think that he was freed. He doesn't let a robber sign because it may lead people to think that he did tshuva. He allows a relative to sign because it can lead to no harm. Everyone knows that he's a relative. Mar says it was said in the name of Ado Bar Ahava, the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Menanis is where the get has seven foals and only six witnesses, or six foals and five witnesses, five and four, four and three. However, if there are only three foals and only two witnesses, everyone would agree the third witness may be an invalid witness, only for the reason of being a relative. That's it. You can't have for another type of psul. Three signatures for get mekusher is like the necessary two for any other get. If so, we should need three fully valid witnesses for the first three of a get mekusher. He answered, I had the same question asked to Rav Nuna, who then asked it to Rav Ada Bar Ahava, and he answered that the entire concept is only the Rabbanan, and that's why it's allowed. A bryce is like Rav Ada Bar Ahava's understanding of the machlokes as well. Rav Yosef taught that the third witness must be a valid witness. He would have to change the wording of the bryce to reflect this. Dr. Rav Yechanan said, only one relative may be used on a get, not two. If two were used, we would have to be concerned that the get will be confirmed with the signature of three witnesses, of which two of those confirmed may be the relatives, and therefore it's two relatives as two kosher witnesses, that would be using them as two of the three witnesses would be a problem. Rav Ashi, the Raisa suggests this as well, because it gives all the cases of one missing witness and then says it may be filled with a relative. It never gives a case of two missing witnesses. Abaye says, since the mission did not say which fold may be signed by the relative, it must be they can sign any fold, first, last, or anywhere in between. Also, we can learn that when this get is confirmed, we may use any three witnesses to be confirmed, and they don't have to be in order of how they sign the folds, because if they needed to be in order, we could just say that the relative must sign after or before two valid witnesses, and that way we would allow even more relatives to sign, since it would never be a concern that two relatives would be used along with one other to confirm the get. Since we don't allow that, it must be that the signatures to be confirmed do not need to be in order of how they signed the fold. When they came to Rav Ami Zakti Gemara, he said even a slave may sign the fold of a get mekusher, like Ben Nana said. Hadnaloch, perek, hazoyrek.